You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, in for Gemma Gaudette. If something strikes you on the show today, you can make a comment immediately to us on Twitter at hashtag Idaho Matters. In fact, Jordan Morales just made a comment. Here's a sobering statistic. On average, 38 children nationally die from heat-related deaths every year after being trapped inside a vehicle. That's an average of one child every 9 days. In 2018, we learned, was the deadliest year for hot car deaths. 52 children died across the country. In fact, 3 children have already died this year. What does it take to change this when even good caregivers can unknowingly leave a sleeping baby in a car? That's why the Boise Police Department and St. Luke's Children's Hospital are teaming up together on the Look Before You Lock campaign. And joining us live in studio are Boise Police Detective Tanya Newberry and Josie Bryan. She's the Pediatric Education and Prevention Manager at St. Luke's Children's Hospital. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So we just learned that 2018, and they updated the statistics, Josie, was the deadliest year to date for these types of tragedies. Why?
I wish I knew. I mean, that for me, that's 52 deaths too many. Here in the state of Idaho, we've had 7 deaths since 1998. And again, that's too many deaths too many. So we worked with Boise PD this year to make sure that we can put the word out of always making sure we look before we lock our vehicles. It's pretty important for us, not only for our children, but for pets or elderly as well. And just giving that friendly reminder to everybody that even though it might be 55 degrees today, the cars can still get to 90, 100 degrees within 30 minutes, and that can be deadly for a child or a pet.
We'll dig more into the effects of that, but first you said, you know, part of St. Luke's mission, public health education, part of the Boise Police Department's mission, public safety. From a public safety standpoint, Tanya, why this year, this campaign?
Because it continues to happen. We keep looking at different ways of trying to approach it and trying to educate the public about this. And so we'll just keep trying to something new to hopefully have an effect on the public in this happening.
So the idea of Look Before You Lock, how will people hear about it? In what ways?
So we have partnered with lots of different organizations throughout our valley. One of our big ones would be Albertsons, Jackson's. We have Winco and PetSmart and Ada County Paramedics, just to name a few of them. And they're going to be putting signage up either at their cash registers or at the front of their stores to remind people to look before they lock, as well as we've got window clings and stickers that anybody attending these facilities can grab and that they can be that next set of eyes to remind somebody next to them, whether they put it on their car, on the back of their phone, on their work badge. It gets the word out there and just reminds everybody. Even if you don't have children, you don't have pets, you can still help and give out that education to anyone just from that sticker or window cling.
Josie, you mentioned 7 deaths since 1998 in the state. We've had some tragic incidents of child deaths in hot cars. 2017, a 10-month-old died in Twin Falls, a 5-month-old in Caldwell. In your time with the police department, Tanya, have you had an incident that you recall?
I haven't particularly responded to one myself. But I know there was one a few years back where it was a mother, a brand new mother. It was her first day back to work. And I don't know for sure, but I think just the stress of going back to work and all the things that are on her mind, she left the child in the car when she went to work and the baby passed. I believe the baby passed or was severely injured.
And you also hear parents saying, caregivers saying, I'm in a hurry. It's only for a second. What do you say in these instances? Oh, no, it's running. The car is running. The AC is on. What are the dangers inherent in that type of thinking?
Right. So not only can it be dangerous to leave your child in a running vehicle, they could crawl around the vehicle. But even if you run in, say you need to go to the store, grab a gallon of milk, how many times when you go to a grocery store or a gas station do you run into a friend or an old friend from elementary school, somebody, and you start up a conversation? How quick you go from saying hi to 15 minutes later and realizing, oh my goodness, I've got to get back out to my car. My child's there. My dog's there. My grandparents out there that I left, whatever it might be. That's a huge risk. In 10 minutes, your car can have a drastic change in that temperature. That can be fatal. So it's best, even if it's going to be for a quick second, to take your child out of the vehicle, to maybe not take your dog out on a warm day and stop at the store, making sure that we just absolutely remove those chances of happening.
We're speaking with Boise Police Detective Tanya Newberry and Josie Bryan, Pediatric Education and Prevention Manager at St. Luke's Children's Hospital. You know, we'd like to hear from you. You can grab us right now at hashtag Idaho Matters on Twitter. Our email address is idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Tanya, what are the legal repercussions for something like this? I know from a hearing that it ranges from warnings to actually in Alabama, a police officer was sentenced to 20 years just last month for leaving her toddler to die in a hot car in 2016 when she left her alone to have sex with her former supervisor. And in fact, we just learned this week her next baby will be given up for adoption. And this is a sworn officer of the peace who should know better. What are the legal ramifications?
Well, in Idaho, it can be anywhere from, like you said, if it's like an accident, like you locked your keys in the car with the child in there, clearly you had no intention and there was no malice or anything involved with it. But other circumstances, you could be charged with either misdemeanor injury to child or felony injury to child if there was great bodily harm or even possible great bodily harm.
And you have, in this day of cell phone and some awareness, other people reporting, oh, my gosh, I just drove by the stinker store and I saw a child in a car and it looks like no one's there. I imagine you get those calls as well.
All the time. In 2018, the legislature passed a bill that states now that people are immune from criminal and civil liability if they see a child or a person in imminent danger in a vehicle, if they have to cause property damage to get that person out, then they're not going to be liable for either criminally or civilly.
You're mentioning people can smash a window to let somebody out of a hot car.
Correct. The caveat to that is that they have to contact law enforcement either prior to or immediately after they save the person.
Mm. And Josie, what if you crack the windows? Do cars still heat up?
They do. So just because you cracked the window does not mean that it's going to keep the car at a cooler temperature. Children have a different physiological aspect than adults do. So they can get warmer much quicker, almost three to five times faster than an adult. So that has such a big impact of how quickly things can happen to a child in a vehicle. And so just because, again, it's cracked window, that does not mean that the car is still not going to warm up. It's not the AC in your home warming up. It's not the window cracked at your house and letting some breezes in. You know, think about that too. When you crack a window at your house right now, it's perfect weather. It still gets really warm in there as the sun's shining on in. So it's not a way to prevent this from happening by any means.
And some people aren't understanding that children don't always have control, whether it's power windows or whether they're in a seat, a car seat, of their own situation, of their own temperature.
Absolutely. And they might not even have the voice to communicate with you that, hey, I'm still back here. I think it's a really, really important reminder to everybody that 54% of these cases are children that have been forgotten, that it's the case that detective said. It's not that people are intentionally always leaving their child in here. And another, 26% of that is kids that physically got into the car by playing in and around it and could not get themselves back out or let anybody know that they were in there. And those are really important pieces to remember for everybody, that it's not always that they're forgotten or not always that they're intentionally forgotten in there or left, that it's just that parent being out of their typical day-to-day activity and baby sleeping back there and toddler's not making any noise. They go into the office and just forgot to drop off at daycare or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And there's so much blame on the parents in that aspect that they're intentionally doing it when a lot of our cases are not that way.
Sometimes kids will go into a car to hide even. Mm-hmm. This is called the Look Before You Lock campaign. And before we wrap up, there's an image of a child in there, a toddler or baby, but also a pet. What about the pets and elderly? That's part of the campaign, it seems.
Yes. Yes. Definitely the animals and elderly can have their bodies can heat up quicker as well. And especially if they're elderly or disabled, they can't maybe ask for help or get themselves out of a vehicle. And certainly a dog can't. The law that I just mentioned to you, it didn't apply to pets. They missed it by one vote for the same law to apply for pets. So they're going to look at it again and maybe it'll pass. But right now it doesn't apply to pets. But you can still call the police or call the animal control to get help for that pet as well.
Some great information on the program today, the Look Before You Lock. We've been talking to Boise Police Detective Tanya Newberry and Josie Bryan from St. Luke's Children's Hospital. Thank you to you both.
Thank you.
This quick note, there's an Idaho case before the Ninth Circuit Court that could set a national precedent. A transgender inmate serving a 9-year sentence for sexual abuse of a child under 16 is suing the state to get gender reassignment surgery. It's a big and complicated case. If she wins, she'll become the first transgender person in the nation to receive this surgery. We want to know what you think. Call 208-426-3625 to leave a message with our newsroom. We might end up using your voice in our reporting. The number 208-426-3625. I'm Tom Michael, and this is Idaho Matters.